This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Jesus Christ, hey, get the fire thing, sir!
I found this video painful to watch. Assalamu alaikum. So recently I came across a video of Aaron Bushnell. Aaron was an active duty US airman who wanted to protest against the genocide in Gaza. And in this video is the last moments of his life before his protest. So as he's making his way to protest in front of the Israeli embassy in Washington. Let's just watch this together and we'll have a chat about it.
Is Aaron Bushnell. I am an active duty member of the United States Air Force, and I will no longer be complicit in genocide. I'm about to engage in an extreme act of protest, but compared to what people have been experiencing in Palestine at the hands of their colonizers, it's not extreme at all. This is what our ruling class has decided will be normal.
So I found this video painful to watch because he is a young man at the prime of his youth with his whole life ahead of him. And a decent man, it seems, patriotic, serving his country, active duty airman, and probably has family and friends and an amazing sense of justice, because we all feel the pain of injustice, but very few of us to this acute level where we actually get up to do something about it, and even fewer to the level where they would accept pain and sacrifice to their person in order to make the point that an injustice is being done. But such was this man, a hero if you really think about it. And although I don't condone the practice, I don't think anyone should harm themselves, as painful as life gets sometimes. And our faith does not condone anyone taking their own lives or self-harming. But whilst I say that, I can see the noble qualities in this young man. And I would like to extend my condolences to his family and his friends and his comrades in the Air Force. They must all be feeling the loss and the pain of what happened, and anger and resentment at the leadership and at the country that has been so deaf to his screams, so blind to his plight. And not only this young man, probably millions of others who feel the same but might not be at the level to do this level of protest, and nor should they have to. But this young man gave up his life because soon after this he died, so that he could wake up his country, so that he could change the path of his government, so that his commander-in-chief could wake up, could step on the path of justice, could avoid being on the wrong side of history again. But unfortunately, President Biden has refused to budge. And after a long, illustrious career, he will end his career by being known as Genocide Joe, a man who enabled genocide, a man who supported genocide, a man who protected genocide, a man who was quiet in the face of genocide. 5 long months of endless bombardment, 5 long months of suffering, 5 months of little children shivering in the cold, without food, dying from malnutrition, months of babies being amputated without an anesthetic injection, no power, no electricity, and unlike any other time in history, documented, captured, recorded on cameras. And he refuses to believe it, and he refuses to act on it. And it could, for him, it's as easy as picking up the phone and saying this has to stop, and that we will not supply another cent to you or aid to you or equipment to you unless you withdraw completely from Gaza and let aid and help come in. It's as easy as that. And for other senators and other leaders, they might be worried about how do I get elected into another term of office. Realistically speaking, President Biden is at the end of his career. And I think the last thing on his radar should be another term, because already he finds difficulties functioning, in the normal requirements of the job. It would be prudent for him to think, what legacy do I leave behind? What will I be remembered by? What good can I do for humanity? And the good is self-evident. Like 5 months and you and your friends have not been able to achieve any of your military objectives. Focus on the humanitarian one. End the genocide, end the killing and the murder of babies, end people dying in the, you know, in the cold, freezing, in the snow. Let aid go in. Build, rebuild Gaza. That would be a good legacy to leave behind. Create a viable, lasting solution for the region. That would be appropriate. But instead, it seems that you were given an opportunity at the end of your career to leave a brilliant mark, yet it looks like you've dropped the ball and made a mess of it and will be remembered as a president who supported, enabled, protected, allowed a genocide to happen under his watch and under his nose. Sad ending so far as endings go.